Masechet Holin Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about the injuries that a bird would have that make it a terefa. Mishnah says, "Ve'elu terefot ba'of." These are the wounds or the injuries that cause a bird to become a terefa. Nekuvat haveshet, a bird with a hole in the food pipe. Number two, pesukat hagargeret, a cut across the windpipe that goes more than halfway through it. A bird, like an animal, only becomes a terefa if the windpipe is cut across the width. You may think that when it comes to a bird, since in Shechita, like we mentioned earlier on in the Mishnayot, it only needs either the windpipe or the food pipe to be cut. So we may think that it's weaker, and therefore even a small little hole in the windpipe would make it a terefa. Kamash malan, but the Mishnah comes to tell us, no, it's not the case. You have to have a cut across the windpipe that goes more than halfway through it. Hikata hulda al rosha, makom she'ose ota terefa. If a weasel bit into the head of a bird in the place that would make it a terefa, that's on the skull, we're nervous that the teeth may have reached all the way to the brain, to the membrane, and made a hole in it. So what we do is after the shechita, we do a little bit of an inspection. We have a person put their finger in the mouth of the bird, and they press upward. If brain matter is coming out of the crack in the skull, then we make the assumption that the bird is a terefa because the brain was impacted. We may think that when it comes to birds, they become a terefa just by having a crack in the hole of their skull. What we hear saying is no, unless the brain membrane comes out, it's not considered to be a terefa. Nikava kurkeban, if the gizzard had a hole in it, the gizzard is a pouch surrounding the muscle tissue that grinds up the food that enters the intestines. For the bird to be a terefa, there has to be a hole in both the muscles surrounding the gizzard and the pouch itself, and the two holes have to be right near each other. If the holes are not next to each other and it's only a hole in the muscle, the bird is kosher. Nikevu hadakin, if the intestines have a hole in them, in all of these cases, the bird is a terefa. Nafela la'ur, v'nechmeru b'nei me'eha. If the bird fell into a fire and the internal organs were burned, the heat of the fire was so strong it went through the skin and it burned the internal organs. Imirukim pisulin, if the organs, which are normally red, but because of the heat, they became green, and therefore the change of color shows that they're damaged and they're going to develop a hole, so therefore the bird is a terefa automatically. But if the organ stayed the original color, red, and are not damaged at all, they're kosher. Derasa. The next three cases, we'll talk about a bird that suffered an impact, like Mishnah 1, where the animal fell from a roof. Here, derasa, if someone stepped on it, utrafa bakotel, if a person knocked it against the wall, or shirise sata behema, if an animal crushed it. In these cases, if it was fluttering and able to move around, but it's not able to walk normally, we're nervous that maybe it did suffer a fatal damage to the internal organs, and maybe it could be a terefa. But if it survived for a full day, a full 24-hour day, and then a person slaughtered it, it's kosher. We make the assumption that it was not a terefa, as long as the internal organs are inspected and they're found to be undamaged, we say that the animal is kosher.